Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Monday. I hope everyone had a great weekend and your Monday's been great so far. So what's up? How you doing? It was a busy weekend in the Riddick household. I was down with the stomach flu, but thankfully feeling much better now. Where did that stomach flu come from? My kids. Because, you know, sharing is caring. Oh, the joys of motherhood, right? Today we're going to be talking about kids and motherhood. So turn up that volume so you can hear over your kids watching YouTube in the background, and let's get to it. Oh, the joys of motherhood. Sometimes it feels like the only way out is in a box. Of wine, that is. There are days that I feel like I'm a June Cleaver, and then there are other days I'm like, yeah, I'm totally a Peggy Bundy with a little bit of Roseanne thrown into the mix. With kids, you just have those days where they're the perfect little angels, the Von Trapp kids. And then there are days when you feel like you have a house full of rabid squirrels and your living room looks like the WWE wrestling mat. Sean, hey babe, love you. Got an instant family when him and I got together. Oh, and what a learning experience it has been. Having a blended family isn't always easy, but at the end of the day, we all love each other and are thankful for our unique little family. If your house is anything like mine, the first thing in the morning is always crazy. The alarm starts going off and it's time to hit the ground running. Ooh. I get up, I stumble to the bathroom, throw on some music, and get ready while also putting on a live concert from my bathroom. As you can tell, the coffee has not kicked in yet. Then it's time to rouse the little one from her sleep and help her with her hair when she's ready. By that time, the twins are up moving around and the doggo is ready to go outside. Then it's time to fend off the last minute, I don't feel good, and make sure everyone stays on task to get ready and leave on time. This is where the rabid squirrels moment comes in. Before Sean moved in, the kids and I were having a typical morning. Everyone was getting ready for school, and my oldest daughter, Michaela, came to use the downstairs bathroom while her brother was using the upstairs. Our dog Luna had followed Michaela into the bathroom, and Michaela had forgotten she had locked the door. So Luna shut the door and locked herself inside the bathroom at 6:30 in the morning. Michaela came to me crying, saying, Mommy, I accidentally locked Luna in the bathroom. I said, what? How did she lock herself in the bathroom? And then followed Michaela to where Luna was scratching the door and whining from the inside. Poor girl was losing it in there. I'm like, oh my gosh, you have got to be kidding me. So we have a little hole on the outside of the doorknob, and I thought, I can use a screwdriver, stick it in there, pop the lock open, and we'll be back on track, and we'll all make it out on time. Well, of course, that was not the case. The lock did not pop. Thankfully, my dad, hey dad, love you, gave me and my sister each our own personal little toolbox. Problem was, I had no idea where it was, and I needed a different type of screwdriver to take the doorknob off the door. Figures that's how it works, right? The whole time I'm trying just to get the door to pop open, the dog is whining in the bathroom, my daughter is crying, and out of nowhere, Nora found a popsicle and was dancing it around in a circle, saying, just call Sean. He can come over and fix this. I'm not that type of person who calls someone after one attempt at trying to figure something out on my own. I try and fail at least 30 or 40 times before I call someone. I had a general idea of where my toolbox was at, so I told Nora, I don't need Sean to come over and fix this. That was for a few reasons. One, the house was messy, as always. Two, I knew he was getting ready and I didn't want to slow him down getting ready for work. And three, I'm an independent mama with a toolbox and roughly 10 more minutes to spare before I have to call someone else to help. I went down to the basement and luckily found my toolbox, thanks again, Dad, and headed back upstairs, so hopefully to get the dog out of the bathroom, stop my daughter from crying, and ask Nora, where in the world did you get a popsicle from? Like, seriously, it's not even 7 o'clock yet. I get out my Phillips head screwdriver, take the doorknob off the door, free the dog, stop the crying, and still to this day, I'm not sure where that popsicle came from. All with a few minutes to spare that we can still get out the door on time, until Michaela didn't make sure the door was unlocked and Luna got locked in the bathroom. Again, in case it wasn't obvious, we did not make it out on time for school or work, but it did make for a funny story to tell my boss. When I called Sean at lunchtime and told him my morning fiasco, fancy word, he started laughing and said, seriously, babe, you can't even make this shit up. Or the time I went outside to grab a little air before it was time to get the kids up from school and locked myself out of the house in a t-shirt, a pair of underwear, and my slippers. No problem. I had my phone. I'll just call one of the kids, wake them up, and have them come let me inside the house. 4 calls later and no response, I was starting to lose hope. That's when I thought, light bulb, I'll throw a stick up at Michaela's window. Surely that'll wake her up and she'll look outside and see me standing out there and come unlock the door for me. 4 sticks later and a plastic flower pot, I'm still outside and it's freezing. So then I had the bright idea to connect my phone to the TV in the living room and blow her some music as loud as possible, hopefully to wake them up, and I could try calling them again and get back inside the house to pants and warmth. Surely to goodness that worked, right? Oh, dear listeners, it did not. It was early. I didn't want to use that last ace in the hole, but I called my mom and she came to my rescue and let me inside the house, where I proceeded to ask the kids, seriously, why do you have cell phones if you don't answer them? Michaela later chuckled because she saw all the sticks outside her bedroom window and the plastic flower pot, and a few minutes to cool down, and I decided it was pretty funny, so I chuckled too. Motherhood is a crazy journey. Parenting in general is crazy. There's no manual for the newbies, and even the most seasoned parents are throwing a curveball here and there. But we're all in this together. You guys are doing a great job. It's all a balancing act, trying to find that happy medium between working and then coming home and parenting. Or even if you're doing the parenting thing full time, it's still a balancing act. Getting everyone up and getting them going, making sure the house is clean, making sure you're making time for your friends, making sure you're making time for yourself and all the doctor's appointments and all the other adulting in between. But at the end of the day, we survived. We may have got some bumps and bruises along the way, but that's all part of the journey. Everything won't be sunshine and rainbows all the time. It might be 11 p.m. on a Tuesday night and you've got to run to Meijer because somebody needs headphones or they need Lucky Charms for their St. Patrick's Day leprechaun trap. And only name brand Lucky Charms will do. Bougie little leprechaun, huh? I wouldn't trade all of the craziness for all the money in the world, because it's times and stories like this that keep me going through the day. I love my kids with all my heart, and I hope that they know that, and I hope I'm able to show them that every single day. You guys are my favorite little ride or die crew. But don't forget, I'm still your mama, and I can still whoop your ass no matter how big you get. No, I've got good kids. I can count on one hand how many times I've either had to spank them or ground them. I'd like to say it's good parenting, but I'd like to think it's also a little bit of luck. My mama used to say, when kids are little, they're always stepping on your toes. But when they get bigger, sometimes they step on your heart. There are times when the kids will say or do something, and it does hurt my feelings. And after I've cried about it, I call my mom and I apologize to her. I'll tell her what happened and I'll say, Mom, if I ever made you feel this way, I am so sorry. I get it now. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure everyone's had these moments where they'll be talking to their kids and a little bit of their mom or dad will come popping out of their mouth. And you just have that, oh my God, I sounded just like my mom, or oh my God, I sounded just like my dad talking to my kids. Like they were talking to me when I was this age. It's so trippy. Even my kids will say, oh my gosh, you sounded just like Momo, or oh my gosh, you sounded just like Papa. It's true. One day we will turn into our parents, and I'm okay with that. I'm a pretty lucky gal. I got blessed with a really great mom and dad. Is anyone else their mom or dad's tech person? Their Google guru? I am for my mom and dad, and the twins are sometimes for me, especially when it comes to something I've seen on TikTok or I want to do on TikTok. I'll come and ask them, can you explain this to mommy? Speaking of technology, I'd love it if you'd use it to send me a comment, topic for discussion, or just a hey girl hey to ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. Or you can reach out through the show's website, ridiculousramblings.com. Not fan of websites or email? More of a Facebook poster? Well, I've got you covered there. You can also visit the show's page at Ridiculous Ramblings. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're having a great Monday. And if you're fighting with kids to find their shoes, trying to find out if the dog's been outside yet, or struggling to find your keys, I want you to know I'm right there with you. We got this. Sip that coffee or tea with confidence and know we did our best, and that's the best that we can ask. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you.